A new bill in Congress would stop the Biden administration from giving payments to undocumented immigrants who were separated at the southern border during the Trump administration. News Nation's Rashad Hudson has the story.
I think that this is wrongheaded policy.
West Virginia Senator Shelley Morcapito wants to ban payouts to migrant families who were separated at the southern border.
It's astronomical to think $450,000 per child.
Migrants whose children were taken from them at the border are now in settlement talks with the federal government.
You coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child. You lost your child. He's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation.
Although Capito disagreed with the separation policy under President Trump.
And I think families, no matter, you know, should be able to remain together even in, even if they enter illegally.
She doesn't think taxpayers should foot the bill. But Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says the federal government making payments like this is not a new idea.
We've done it in agriculture. We've done it in business. We should do it for human beings.
Brown says the government has the responsibility to make things right.
And when government does something that ends up creating hardship for families and wronging people, government does something about it.
Regardless of what happens with the payments, Capito says the ultimate solution is border security.
The best thing we can do is make sure that people are not entering this country illegally.
Reporting in Washington, Rashad Hudson.